UMass Dartmouth professor Clyde Barrow cited the states of Delaware, West Virginia, and Rhode Island as models for New Hampshire. All those states place gambling regulation under their state's lottery commissions, and none, said Barrow, needed to hire a large number of employees to manage it.
In the case of Delaware and Rhode Island, which respectively have 2 and 3 casinos, have 59 and 51 employees respectively, and that is to supervise traditional lottery, virtual and live table games, VLTs, and charitable gaming combined.
Barrow also said law enforcement and not lottery officials need to be in charge of investigating casino applicants. Such questions get to the heart of this commission's charge. Governor Hassan and other casino backers hope the body, which includes lawmakers, law enforcement, and political appointees, will help address some of the concerns that sunk her plan earlier this year to build a single casino along the state's southern border. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.